Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If you tell me next year I'll sign up for it, be in the AFC Championship game, down three with three whatever to go in the game, and we got number 17, I'll sign up for that again.
That was Bills GM Brandon Bean end of season last year.
I don't believe him. Because that would say that.
It depends. Listen, if you're going to use that, what's the score? 17-14? Now you can't be mad at the defense. 42-39? Now you're mad at the defense.
But taking that again is scenario is the same. Same game, which they've admitted through their actions and said it, the defense wasn't good enough.
Well, I guess the middle ground is, of course, that you would take it because you like your chances, even if it hasn't worked the last 2 years. I'd still like my chances. That doesn't mean I can't get better.
That doesn't mean also they can't win. And I'm not saying that you know, I'm not confident that they could win the game with Allen having the ball. I'm not settling for anything less than the lead. If we're playing the would-you-take game, which I know doesn't really, you know, mean anything, but the would-you-take game, I'm never, ever, ever taking anything that isn't the lead. The Bills get the ball in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, and they have first and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Their win probability at that point in time, when they get the football, is 37%. You can win that.
You're good.
That's not zero. It's not 2%. It's 37. But I'm an underdog. If I have the ball, 75 yards to go, 3 minutes to play, down three. So I'm not saying you can't win it. I'm not signing up for 37%.
What's their win percentage on fourth and one before the QB sneak gets stuffed?
So that's earlier in the quarter?
It's like 52, maybe. They have the ball up one.
It's fourth and one, 50.2 with the ball.
Coin toss.
13:01 remaining.
If they get a first down there, I bet it goes up to 54, something like that.
They get stopped, and it goes down.
But here's the thing.
Well, not much. I mean, Kansas City only goes to 52.4. Like, really, that play at the time, it only changed 3%.
It's a 1-point game. That's the thing.
That's
like
why.
If the Bills had scored a touchdown, if they'd scored a touchdown on that drive, are they going for two? We would debate it. That would have been
I would have loved bold. To see what they would have done.
Right, would have been very bold. Anyway, whatever. That would you take game. There's more than just that question, though. Because there's context. If you have the number one offense in football versus the number 7 offense versus the number 22 offense, if your quarterback's a freak show, if you have a matchup they can't stop, think back to the 13 seconds game. Would you have taken the ball down three with a minute left? Yes, because they can't cover Gabe Davis. Right? Like, the game script is going to tell a little bit of the story as well. And in the 13 seconds game, of course, Allen's unstoppable. Would you take down three, 3 minutes to go in Buffalo? Would it be different if it's the Chiefs? Would it be different if it's the Ravens? Would it be different if it's the Dolphins? Like, this year, I'm trying to think, like, they're come-from-behind wins this year. This year at Highmark, tied late in the game. They took the ball, and they got a long Tyler Bass field goal. In that moment, they weren't exactly great, but they got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you're asking me would I take down three with the ball with 3 minutes left this year,
mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to say no, only because while you say it's a 37% win probability or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there are also possibilities where I get the ball and I'm down four or seven or nine.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be that I'm just beaten down by the Chiefs, like we always are.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they playing? Are they playing Denver in the championship game? Denver might have the best defense in football this year. There's so many variables to kind of just use that as would you take it, that I do think it's kind of hard to say no. Would I rather something else? Of course. Down three. Here you go.
I don't believe they would. They're so rarely down seven, eight, nine, right? Like they don't get beat bad.
It doesn't
ever,
happen.
Ever.
So I guess the question I would ask you this, if I were to tell you, it's the AFC Championship game, the Bills are home, they're down three with 3 minutes left. It's the Bengals, though. Would you take it? Is that different?
They're down three minutes to go, and it's the Bengals.
It's everything that we just saw in the AFC Championship game, except instead of the Chiefs, it's the Bengals. Would you take it?
Yes, I would take that.
Why?
Because that's a huge Spagnuolo versus okay. the Bengals defense.
But
yeah, I'm confident they're scoring.
That's fine. You can be confident they're scoring. The difference is the exact same game is played out. The exact same points against. Like without making it, 52-49.
Right.
It's just a game. Like games are played, and you feel kind of good about it. But instead of Spagnuolo, instead of Chris Jones ruining your life, it's maybe Trey Hendrickson.
And maybe he's living in my head, Spagnuolo. But he's living rent free in my head. I'm down three, and if that dude is calling plays on the other side of the field, I have to believe he's got something cooked up for me that I'm not going to see coming because he hasn't put it on film.
Mm-hmm.
Or like he's waiting. Like again, like it's maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but yeah, I'm afraid of him. I don't want to go up against him down three. I don't care. Allen, that's the thing. That sounds like I don't have a belief in Allen can overcome that because I do think he can. And what's amazing to me is he did do it twice in the same year. Fourth down situations, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs.
He gave them something
and
they didn't expect.
Steve Spagnuolo won the play call. Blew it out, too. Like, he won that play call in the regular season where he threw him off thinking that it was man coverage, and it wasn't. It was zone.
Yep.
And Allen, anyways.
He made the play.
Made the play anyways. And in that final play, that is the best play call defensively maybe of the year. Two free rushers at Josh going at him from the side he likes to roll out to. And Josh sees it late and still heaves a ball down the field to his tight end. Twice, that dude called the perfect play. And Allen, anyways, either scored or gave his guy a chance to make the play. So it's not a disbelief or a distrust in Allen. It's I don't want to go up against that guy. Down. 2 years in a row, they've had those situations. So, no, like I would need the lead. Just to feel truly confident, I would need the lead.
803-0550. We'll get a call in here. David and Wilson's on the line. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of things I wanted to talk about. I think one of the things we need to do here before the season starts is find a way to trade Curtis Samuel because his cap hit with what he's bringing to the team does not coincide. And right now we actually have the least amount of cap out of any team in the league. I believe we're like -600.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have some cap space, God forbid, knock on wood, we have an injury somewhere to make a move just to be able to bring somebody in. And I feel like that is the one person that I can see on this team that we can replace with like Tyrell Shavers or honestly maybe even Gabe Davis in free agency if they didn't feel comfortable if they want to carry six or five. And then the other thing is I think when it comes to McDermott, he needs to find a way when it comes into those final like minutes of a game to be able to manage the game in a much better way. Because when I think back to last season, the game that sticks out to me is the Texans game in which we throw the ball three times within our own 10-yard line and we give the ball right back to the Texans. They march down and get a field goal. And it's in that situation, it's like, that should never happen. You should run the football at least the first two plays and then throw it on the third. It's those type of game situations. I always feel like it's like I get it, like the nervousness of like, oh crap, because I feel like they feel that same nervousness, and it's like, shouldn't have that. It's not at this point. I've been hoping he grows out of that. If we see those same situations again this year, I'm not the biggest like, hey, McDermott has to go, but like in that type of situation, it's if we don't bring in like another coach to like oversee, like, hey, like be able to feed him like game management wise, like, hey, you know, this better chance to run on this play, or like, you know, be able to manage that time and that clock at the end. I feel like that's what's harmed us quite a bit in many years, you know? So that's just what I wanted to bring in today. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Going back to that Houston game, McDermott caught a lot of grief for that, not just from Bills fans, but that was, you know, that was an ESPN kind of let's laser focus in on how the Bills lost the game. The Elias Sports Bureau says a team with this blah, 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 never lost in regulation. There was so little time left. There's also the I don't know, context or reality that did McDermott call the pass plays? Wasn't it Brady that would have called pass plays, or Allen liking a look and throwing it down the field instead of take? You know, he was not the one that made them throw three incomplete passes. Of course, passing the ball that day was very difficult. Allen ends with 9 completions. So, you know, that's Houston game, if we're going back to that one, that's to me an example of there's a lot of different ways you could say they lost it. You could blame McDermott. I think you could blame the fact that their receivers were, I mean, they had no Shakir that day, right? He's hurt.
That's right.
And it's Mac Hollins and what? Coleman had a big catch.
Yeah. I pulled up the, I thought I remember this right, from that game. After Allen throws it incomplete to Mac Hollins down the field on 2nd and 10, the camera goes to McDermott on the sidelines. He's walking up the sidelines and he's talking into his headset, and it's pretty easy to see. Like, he's saying, we should be going for the first down. So
yep.
Maybe he was okay passing the ball,
but
I don't know that he was like, what are we chucking the ball 40 yards down the field to Mac Hollins for? So he looked frustrated when that situation was unfolding. And on the cap question real quick, I wondered this too. Joe Marino talked about this with us a couple weeks, or maybe it was a month ago now, that they've got to do something. They have $5 million, they're $5 million below the next team. So this is maybe where SpotTrack has a little bit of a disparity from what the real
above the next
cap
team
says.
Below
in space. They're minus 600 on the cap. So 600,000. I do think they have to do something to clear up a couple million. I have no idea though what that's going to be.
Extend James Cook.
Maybe that could be it.
That is one spot. If we could bring up James Cook for one moment, that is maybe, and there aren't that many spots he has leverage. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
My cap hit is 5.2, and an extension gets me down.
Yeah.
5.7.
5.7. Yeah.
His cap hit is 5.7. You want to get under the cap, extend Cook. And that might be another part of this that's frustrating for Bean. Like, I'm ready to be under the cap. The deal's on the table. It's got this guaranteed. Here's your cap hit in year one. It's 2.4 or whatever.
Wow.
And we do what we need to do to get under the cap.
Well, is Cook then – does Cook have a little bit of leverage there
that's
that we haven't thought about
before?
That's
the only leverage he might have.
Like, hey, your plan here to be cap compliant and to have this little bit of flexibility to do things is reliant on signing me.
Right.
So
that's
right,
one thing that Rousseau had. Rousseau had a little bit of that too. When we're thinking about, you know, the order of the deals, how do they get signed? Rousseau was an example of, oh, well, they'll extend him and his cap hit will drop. Rousseau's cap hit this year is 5.8. It's below Epinesa.
The other thing they could do, by the way, they could extend Connor McGovern, who's got $9.3 million on the cap this year.
Right, but McGovern is going to want to get paid.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes. Starting center.
Paid what? Like how much? Like highest paid center in the league?
I don't know about that, but he's going to want to get, I think he's got a case to make for a raise. I mean, $7 million for him right now. He signed as a guy, was going to be a guard, moved to center. He is 28 years old.
Okay.
Centers play for a long time.
There are right now 6 centers in the league that make $10 million plus in the NFL. Creed Humphrey is at the top with $18
million. Yeah, and he's making 7.
He's making 7.
So, like, I don't know if he's going to want to double that. We can't
they're really, other than extensions, I don't know what they would do. Like, I would love for them to trade Curtis Samuel. I don't know how likely or believable that is. The Dawson Knox number is really big. Do they want to just spread that out now? They could do that, I guess.
You know,
the guys they could cut, like, there's really nobody on that list. Like, you could cut. No, there really isn't. Like, Trubisky. Trubisky is the guy you could cut and save $2.5 million.
On the idea of trading Samuel, like, we sure about that? We're just going to turn that over to Tyrell Shavers, who's had a nice preseason. He has a nice preseason a lot. I mean, Samuel just doesn't play. That's
what do you think
problem.
You're He's... really losing in Samuel is the question.
I know.
I'd like for him to be healthy and to factor into this offense. But I think they have him right now in a yak player in Shakir, and I think they have him in a man beater in Josh Palmer. Right?
I guess.
He's kind of my backup to both. So I don't know what I'm really missing out on there for Samuel. So, sure, it's the fifth spot on the depth chart. It's special teams. It's Shavers is going to be my Keon Coleman X receiver backup, right? Like, that's another part of this. If Coleman were to ever go down, Shavers is playing his spot. And if Shavers isn't with you anymore, I don't know who that guy is. It's kind of it's just a backup spot, yep. But I don't know. I wouldn't know who to tell you. If Shavers got claimed by another team and Coleman goes down with injury, am I playing Josh Palmer at the X? That'd be a question for, you know, Matt Harmon, maybe. I don't know.
803-0550. Dan in Raleigh is up next. Good morning, Dan.
How are you guys?
We're good. Good.
Just a quick James Cook one. I mean, I get it. It's business. Man's got to worry about himself. You know, all that. I understand that. But, like, I was listening, Jeremy, to your pod with Ostrowski and Lockdown Bills guy.
Joe Marino, yeah.
Marino. And Ostrowski talking about how without him there, yes, he's going to he's going to meetings, whatever, but it changes the way practices are done with Cromer, the blocking scheme, different backs, blah, blah, blah. At what point, again, dude, I get it. It's all business. He's got to worry about him, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if he's – the Baltimore game, let's face it, is probably about the most important game of the year, the first week. If he's not there, like, I'm looking at it. I sat there with my calendar open. If he's not at practice the Monday after the last preseason game where he's there for two full weeks of practice, now I get it. It's business. But – now he's really, I think, impacting the team or chances in the whole friggin' year. And I God bless him. I hope he gets his money. But if he's not in by that Monday, then I'm kind of going to be a little salty at him.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. To that point, like, I have to make this side of it without even taking a side. If you don't like that, the Bills could just pay him. Just give him what he wants. Mm-hmm. If you want, there are two ways for, I guess there are three ways for this to be over. The Bills to say, here, fine. Cook to say, here, fine. Or there to be a meeting in the middle. And I almost want to treat this contract negotiation like I like to treat top guy on our board.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills will tell us their version of what happened, and let's say a deal gets done today. Bean can say, and it doesn't, again, without saying like anybody's lying, this was the deal on the table for the last month, and we'll say like Cook wasted his time. But maybe there's something in there that was one small concession, and the number is the same, but the guaranteed number is different. Yeah, we had three for 33 on the table for the last month. But $2 more million came in guaranteed, or a roster bonus got moved to this bonus, and that. I don't want to just assume that when this comes to an end, it will be because the Bills won and never budged. But I also want to point out that it is in their interest to say that. You can't, as a negotiator, Joe, publicly say, yeah, this guy started skipping practices and we hated it, so we decided to give him more money.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the Bills have to represent strength. They have to represent how they are so resolute that you can't, we don't negotiate like that. That won't work here, even if it works a little bit. If he wasn't doing this, if he didn't tweet out $15 million,
mm-hmm.
like this is, again, like we don't get to see behind the curtain all the way, even though Hard Knocks is on tonight. If he didn't tweet out $15 million, is their offer $1 million lower than it currently is? I don't know.
Is nothing different?
Nothing might be different.
Maybe nothing's different.
The only thing that might be different is that we don't sit here and say he thinks he's worth $15 million.
Right, and we're completely guessing at what he's asking for. We might think it's higher. Barkley getting $20 million, we might think, well, he might be asking for $17 million.
Could be.
He's not asking you to be the highest paid running back in the league, for $17 million.
It really is, even though it's not that important that he tweeted it. The only piece of the negotiation we actually have is that.
It's
he tweeted this. Which is why people continue to go to it. So, I know, Dan. I get it. I'm with you. I understand that Baltimore game, he's important. And that game is important. I don't know how it all ends. I really don't.
Diana Rossini was just tweeting about it, or tweeted a video out about it. And she says she thinks it ends up around where the Kyren Williams deal was, maybe a million or two more.
Okay. If he gets a million or two more, did he win?
She also just thought, this one's tough to predict because it's been bizarre. The Bills have never had a situation like this. She's going to the context of it. So I don't know how confident she sounds in that, but she says maybe around the Williams deal, which I think is everyone's expectation anyway, isn't it? Right? If it wasn't around the Kyren Williams deal, if it was 2-3 million below it, it would be stunning. If it was 4-5 million above it, would be stunning.
You mean per, not
per,
total.
Per year, sorry, yeah. Per year.
Yep.
Between 11 and 13 million per year. Wouldn't everyone be surprised if it was outside that range?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't know how much it is to say, around the Williams deal. I think everybody expects it to be around the Williams deal. But then it's the holdup is over. It's not just the APY. It's what are they offering guaranteed? What's the term on the deal? There's going to be a lot more into it, incentives and whatnot.
Again, think of it, I just, to a fault, always think this way. Who are the Bills' number one targets in unrestricted free agency? I know the guys they got. They might have been some of their top targets. Who's the guy they really wanted they didn't get? We don't know.
Except for J.D. McKissick.
That's right.
The one time we found out. Yeah.
Yeah. J.J. Watt, they wanted him, maybe?
Yep. Didn't Zach Ertz say that they once wanted him?
Maybe.
I think he said that.
It's just the kind of – this is true of the Bills, true of so many teams. They're so good at controlling the message that you kind of have to take all of it for, all right, that's their side of the story. There's probably other sides. And a contract negotiation like this to me is a lot like the draft board. 803-0550. I never get to see the draft board, so I'll take your word for it, but I'm always going to have in the back of my head, well, maybe there were other scenarios. Maybe something happened that you didn't want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're ready to take a guy with a 38th pick, and then bang, he gets snagged at 37, and you think, uh-oh, and you try to trade down, and you can't, and you just take a guy. Mm-hmm. And then you say about that guy, we loved him. That's the draft. That's not just the Bills. That's just everybody. Or that's just me and my cynical kind of look at all of it. I don't try to be cynical with it. It's just I know what I don't know. And I think it's important to know what you don't know. A couple more calls on this. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Maybe it ends today. Diana Rossini saying...
This was not your James Cook rant, by the way?
No. It's not really much of a rant. It's a fantasy football point. Give us a ring. Join us on the YouTube stream. You can subscribe to the WGR 550 YouTube channel. You can like the page. You can like the broadcast, whatever. We got to get Josh and Owen back on camera. I feel like that's good for us. Get them back on the feed. We can go quad box now. We got to have some sort of debate with the quad box. We got to have segments that simply justify using our new quad box ability.
Quad segments.
Which on the radio sounds just like four of us talking like we always have.
Right, on the radio it's no different.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
I think the number that makes sense is probably right around Williams, if not maybe a million or two more. The only reason why this one is slightly bizarre to me is if you just look at the Buffalo Bills history, and Brandon Bean even said it. He's been there 9 years, They've never dealt with anything like this.
It's a good track record for the Bean Man.
It's quite the track record, right? Because it just tells you how they conduct business. They approach it fairly. But I do think it says something that this is happening when historically this hasn't been the Bills in the last decade. They like re-signing their players and getting it done and keeping the distractions away from their team. I think this is something they work out. I'm not overly concerned. It's just when, right? Because now we're at that time.
Diana Rossini, the latest on James Cook. They do want to get it done. They just haven't come to the number yet. But they do want to get it done.
Okay.
Right? We know that. Bean said that.
Well, there's wanting to get it done, and there's how badly you want to get it done. If you were desperate to get it done, then it would be done. You would give him what he wanted.
True. Right? Yes.
So it's how much do you want?
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So, hey, it's Jeremy and Joe.
By the way, none of this holdout stuff is affecting James Cook's fantasy value in any way. The fantasy community is not worried about him missing week one.
They are worried about him regressing on touchdowns?
Yes. But his draft stock has not fallen at all as his hold-in has started or continued. Yeah, no, it's the expectation that he'll go from like 16 touchdowns to like 9.
Yeah. I understand fully the concept of
big moments or small moments. They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Regression in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
This guy scored 16 touchdowns. I bet he doesn't do that again. This guy only scored 2. I bet it's more. And Cook has been on both edges, right? 2 years
ago. Back-to-back years.
2 years ago, he scored 2.
Right.
Like, I bet he gets more. How's 16? I bet he gets less. Right. Fewer. Whatever.
Well, because last year, he's RB8. He finishes as the 8th best running back in fantasy with 16 touchdowns. So I think we know what his ceiling is. You know that's the best case scenario. He's not going to finish in the top 8 unless there is some dramatic spike in how much Josh Allen throws to him, or I mean, his efficiency could even go up. Like, maybe the Bills give him 100 more carries or something. Like, unless something drastic like that happens, you know he's not a top 8 running back. And I think that is where everyone is now settling in is you can't pick him in as one of the top 10 running backs. Yep. Because to do that, he's got to have 15, 16 touchdowns. And that's going to be almost impossible for him.
Brad in Pennsylvania is up next. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, good content, by the way. Hey, this signing of Cook, I think, like you guys pointed out, they want to sign him. But we got Bean pointed it out on your show when he was on your guys' show that they can't sign everyone. Those three interior offensive linemen, they have to sign at the end of this year. Well, Torrance, he has one more year, but you want to get him signed next summer to get that discount. So the way I look at it, who's more important, those three offensive linemen or James Cook? Because if they sign James Cook, they're losing one of those, either McGovern or Torrance. They're going to lose if they sign James Cook. I believe that to be the case. And I know, Jeremy, you say, you know, you can sign everyone. The cap isn't real. But I think in this case, I can't see them signing all four players, the three offensive linemen and Cook. And one more thing, guys. I joined late, so if this was already covered, forgive me. Which would you rather have? AFC Championship game, we're playing Kansas City, 2.5 minutes left, Josh is down by 5 points, has the ball at his own 20. Or Mahomes is down by 5, 2.5 minutes left, and he's at his own 20. I'd take Josh Allen all day, every day. Again, thanks for the content, guys. Have a great day. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Brad. It's funny. I think what you're representing there is something that we all feel as 13 seconds being our origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Yes.
We watched that game, and we have watched since. The Bills do not stop them, which is why in the game that was here, when Bass missed the kick, I wasn't mad at Bass because I thought this going through won't matter. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's correct, but the origin story of this existence between these two franchises is a game in which no one stopped anyone, and the only reason it actually ended was because of a coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get out of that mindset. That's probably the origin story for why Bean and I would have argued about his need for defense and me saying, go get points. Nobody stops anybody. Like I said, I'm not saying that I have to be right about that. That's where I was born. That day, I was born into, you're never going to stop them. And of course, you should try. Of course, you should want to be better at it. But does that make sense?
It does. I also want to push against that. I want to fight against that. I want the points. I want the lead. And I know that that game happened and that it existed and that their defense did not look good in either of their last two playoff games, but I want the 5-point lead. I always want the 5-point lead.
Yep.
And, you know, it almost doesn't matter for me. Almost does it. Like, it does. But what their defense is going into that game. But the Chiefs are not, anyways, the same as they were in that game, right? Like, why that game happens, why the 13-second scenario happens at the end is because Tyreek Hill ran away from them all. He caught the ball over the middle of the field and sprinted past the entire Bills defense. And the Bills, the next time the ball was in Mahomes' hand, even though there was nothing left on the clock, how did they play defense?
They were afraid of that.
Like, they were scared to death that Hill was going to break loose again and win the football game. That's how they play defense. And not to say I'm not afraid of them at all, but that guy doesn't play for them anymore. If he's not on that team...
Okay.
On that day, the Bills win that football game. There are not many times you could say that. The Bills have done a great job of defending Tyreek Hill in McDermott's career. But if Tyreek Hill is not on that football team, the Chiefs don't win that football game, even with prime Travis Kelce.
Sure, but that's...
He's the only reason the Bills are playing defense the way they were at the end.
Right. But, I mean, like, if he's not on that team, why would we do that exercise? He is on that team. he's a big part of why they
but
were.
But he's not now.
No, that's right. The Bills traded out of the first round and let them get the other fast guy that's definitely not Tyreek Hill, but has lit them up. Can I do that? Worthy? He's not lit them up, but he's
looked good.
He's been a problem for them. Has he not been their biggest problem?
Last year, he was their biggest problem.
Yeah, it's only been 1 year.
Kelsey didn't do anything against them, certainly.
Well,
so I don't know. Like, I just want the lead. I always want the lead.
Yeah,
especially if you're making it five, I always want the lead.
Five for sure.
Yeah.
Lit them up strong. He didn't light them up, but he certainly had some success.
It was really only the first half in the first game. And he didn't do much in the second half.
Yeah, but the playoff game, he had a touchdown. He made plays.
They got him one-on-one.
They schemed him, and they beat you.
They moved him. The touchdown they scored, remember, they moved him to get him on Hamlin, right. And it was just good night. Like, there was no chance in hell that Hamlin was covering him.
To the cap isn't real thing, which I don't live in a cap isn't real. I do live in the... I think the general understanding of the cap is sometimes... I think people get it wrong. Because you only pay the bill on guys you move on from before you expect to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay the bill for dead cap if the guy just plays out his contract. And there's also going to be positional value here. So to your point about they can't sign Cook because they're going to want to sign a lot of other guys. That's right. Should they sign Osiris Torrance to a big extension? What kind of money should that be?
I know. Is he tracking towards being like one of the highest paid guards in football?
That's a great question. Trey Smith. The Chiefs just signed Trey Smith to $23.5 million at guard. There used to be, Joe, I should say, a school of thought that, I mean, that's his second contract, by the way. Trey Smith went 4 years for $3.6 million. That is your entry contract in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He played guard for three seasons and got franchise tagged and then signed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't play on the franchise tag. He got signed for $23 million a year.
Yeah.
You could do this with every position you want. We end up talking about it at receiver. Like, why pay $30 million? You could just have other guys making less than that. Do you want to pay $20 million for a guard, or do you want to just draft one and see if that works? Anytime you go into the draft, you're getting free labor, basically, and you're taking a little bit of the roll of the dice. They drafted Cody Ford, and that didn't work out at guard. Guard has been a position that until Osiris Torrance, you know, they've been
plug and play.
Plug and play.
Yeah.
The McDermott and Bean era has been plug and play from John Feliciano to Daryl Williams from tackle to guard.
How about Quentin Spain?
Quentin Spain
along the way.
Right.
Was there a snow? Was there a snow? Winters. There was a Brian Winters that started at some point.
But
Daryl Williams played in guard for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, they just put anybody.
It is true. You can't pay everyone, but you can make decisions on which positions you decide. We can get that somewhere else.
Doesn't it sound right though that they wouldn't? It's not likely they're going to pay all four of those guys.
Yes, I think McGovern is more likely to leave than Osiris Torrance because Torrance is young.
Like, you would think Cook and Torrance are the two most likely.
Alec Anderson's maybe being groomed to be that center. Maybe.
Or maybe he's going to be left guard and Van Pran Granger's going to be center if he can ever get healthy. I don't know.
Would Torrance get paid? Maybe. I get down to wondering, do the Bills, when they interview guys that they draft, right? Think about this for a second. How is it the Bills have never had this Cook situation happen before? One of the ways it's maybe never happened before is they get their sports psychologists to dig into these draft prospects and think, all right, we're going to take guys that we are confident that their brain, their personality type is one to want early extension. I'm a happy person.
Project who's going to like want the big money and who's going to be like, I just want to get in and
project the linebackers, the corners, the receivers, the guys who are going to be eager. Once I find a home, I hate moving.
Interesting.
You know?
Right. Is that the first question? How do you feel about moving?
Yeah. Do you want to play for one team your entire career?
Is that possible that they could be doing
is
that?
Is that a dream for you to play for one team for your entire career, to have a legacy?
Yeah.
Who knows? It might be far down the line, but you know, these prospects, you ask a lot of questions, and if a team had the ability to know, 95% of our guys are guys that tick a little box, and that box is eager extensions. Let's do that. We'll never have cook situations. I don't think I had a cook situation. So just a thought popped in my head right now. Might be, you know, harebrained, might be nuts. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, we'll get right back to you. Ben, you're up next. Kevin Fishbane, the Athletic, on the Bears, who the Bills will practice with this week. Coming up at 8:30, Hard Knocks tonight on, of course, HBO. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely.
All right, why are we playing the Brady Bunch theme? Because on the WGR 550 YouTube channel, we have introduced the Quad Box. Owen and Josh now have cameras. And Owen can fire it up so we can all four of us be on the screen at the same time. And we'll play this song, and we'll look at each other iconically like they did.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have Josh now. Is this Owen over here?
So this is...
Is it working?
So I'm looking at Jeremy here, even though Jeremy's there.
Right.
It's all very confusing.
Whatever.
If I look down, I'm looking at Owen.
Oh, man. The visual bits we're getting out of this. Look at this.
And to go to Josh, I got to go down and to the right.
Down and to the left.
Okay, I got it. Got it down.
Anyway, how's the chat handling this whole development?
The chat is all over this. They've been clamoring for weeks for me and Josh to be on screen, so here we are.
Do we have time for Ben here? Ben and Amherst, we're all going to – the Quad Box takes a call. It's first ever call. Hey, Ben, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I'm sure you guys are James cooked out, but it's kind of the only thing to focus on right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting us through August, so it's interesting.
I guess my question is, I'm trying to think of kind of like looking at it from a league perspective, either A, where, a team paid a guy like Zeke Elliott, and, you know, that back came back and he was as good or better after they got paid, or situation B, where – you know, that back holds out like a Le'Veon Bell, and then the team says, hey, we'll pay you what you're worth, and then that back gets to a team, and, you know, again, like that back shows up, and it's lights out, and it's a game changer. I was just racking my brains trying to think of a situation where, you know, the team came out on top when they paid someone, or the back came out on top when they held out.
Well, it's funny. Mm. Thanks, Ben. I'm at Spot Track. I'm in the 2020 season because the explosion of the cap, it's always important to remember that the numbers are getting big, 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 big. Like, Zeke signed a contract in 2020, and it was a $90 million extension.
Yeah.
The average, whatever, the AAV is out there. His cap hit was 11.
Mm-hmm.
But he got Zeke got $50 million guaranteed in 2020. We're sitting here talking about how Cook might get like 23.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, and the cap has gone up, what, $110 million? I could actually look at the number and have that for you. So
hasn't there been charts about that, how like as the salaries have gone up, the running backs have been kind of flat?
They have been flat.
Other than like Barkley and Henry are pushing that up a little bit.
Which is why,
but not much.
Which is why I think the narrative that kind of came out like, oh, running back is back. It's like, actually, it's just...
It's catching up
it's still low.
It's not much.
It's still low. Which is why if we were arguing about any other position, we'd be arguing about real big money. We just talked about the potential for Osiris Torrance. Could he make $20 million a year?
Right. I was just looking. There are a bunch of guards that make big money, like they're $100 million contracts. Yeah, guards.
Could Osiris Torrance do that? Could he make more than Dawkins by next year? He could. if they want to pay that. But yeah, the running backs, like who sat out, who did well. Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets and he was just kind of lost because he was on the Jets, right? That's a big part of that.
Yes. But his original deal, I remember being like 70-something million for a couple of years. Like it wasn't. He ended up settling for less in New York. But those contracts from 5 years ago do look similar to the ones that are. What did Dalvin Cook sign for? Wasn't Dalvin Cook's contract like
5 for $63 million? I think is the number.
Like today, that would be still.
That's Cook's number. Is that not like $12 million a year?
5 for $63 million was $12.6 million. Maybe that's a cutoff for Cook. I'm not settling for what my brother got 5 years ago. Cap's gone up $100 million.
That's right.
You want me to get paid the same thing my brother got 5 years ago?
His brother got more. His brother was a share, right? He's more of a bell cow.
His brother was a bell cow. Yeah,
he was explosive too.
Yeah,
he had an 84-yard touchdown run against the Bills. Here.
Dalvin Cook did?
Yeah.
Yes,
he did. In that ridiculous game, the Bills somehow lost to the Vikings.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, the holdout history. And, you know, cooked out?
No, I'm not yet.
We get to the opener and this is still going on. Like that. I think people turn hard at that moment if they're not already there.
If he's not there at the opener?
Yeah, if he's missing games. Because we're not really thinking that's going to happen. But we are getting into, you got about 2 weeks before, if you're not done, I think you're missing the opener.
Yeah.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. And Josh and Owen on the quad box on the YouTube stream. The viewership numbers are way up. They want to see you guys. They want to see you. Hats of the day.
Give the people what they want.
Owen's a no hat guy.
I got a hat. I take it off for my headphones. Okay. It's uncomfortable.
You got nice hair. You got the hockey flow.
You got the flow for it. Yeah. You're fine. Yeah.
All right, 803-0550. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears of the Athletic at 8:30. The Bills and Bears are going to practice jointly this week, so we'll talk to him at 8:30. And more of your calls on Cook, on anything we've gotten to this morning on the Bills. Hard Knocks, Episode 2 tonight. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. More of
Jeremy. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.